do it here. It is a Thursday. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show. The polar vortex here and a big chill in D.C., of course, as people take up sides there. A lot of things to talk about today. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Poaching in Michigan, for some animals, the worst it's ever been. That's number three, the worst it's ever been. We'll talk about that. Number two, a lawsuit alleging that Detroit has thousands of dead residents on the voting rolls. Thousands of dead residents on the voting rolls. That's a bit problematic, wouldn't you say? Yes, I would. And number one, and we're getting to all this because we haven't had time to get to it in the last couple of days. Backers of a ballot initiative to ban certain abortion procedures in Michigan ready to submit signatures could happen as soon as today. Could happen as soon as today. The Right to Life of Michigan President Barbara Listing is explaining to people now that, see, the way this works in Michigan, you can go out and get signatures. You don't have to go to the governor. If you go out and get signatures and put those together, you can enact law if the legislature says yes. And so there are supporters out there that want to ban what they call D&E abortions. That's dilation and evacuation. They needed somewhere around 340,000 signatures. They believe they have about 375,000. The deadline, December the 23rd, that's next week. And right now, they're looking pretty good, apparently. Apparently, they're looking pretty good. They think it's a low-ball expectation. See, in 2018, roughly 7% of all abortions in Michigan involved dilation and evacuation, typically used at abortions after the 14th week of pregnancy. It involves a combination of suction, manual removal of the fetus, that means dismemberment, typically performed in the second trimester of pregnancy. And the petition would, in fact, label these abortions as dismemberment, make it a felony for a physician to perform one, unless it was to save the life of the mother, period. Now, both the Michigan House and Senate passed similar legislation in May, but Gretchen Whitmer said she'd veto it. And so under Michigan's legislative initiative process, the petition does not need Whitmer's approval to become law. If the signatures are valid and deemed so by the State Board of Canvassers, the proposal will be sent to the legislature and it can become law that simple. Opponents say it would limit women seeking to end a pregnancy. And they believe they can try to challenge it as unconstitutional. Good luck with that. It's part of the Michigan Constitution. It's the way you can get around a governor if you don't want to deal with them directly and get around the governor. So that's about to happen. Signatures are due by December the 23rd. They'll probably get them in a few days early, so it could happen at any time. And a big initiative by Right to Life Michigan. Meanwhile, in Detroit, talking politics of a different nature, an advocacy group is suing Detroit and the election officials there, saying that they have violated the National Voter Registration Act by failing to properly maintain city voting records and rolls, including the listing of people that have been dead for a very long time and keeping multiple registrations for the same people. This is going on all over the country, by the way. This is going on all over the country because voter rolls are filled with people that are not alive, have moved away, are not here legally, and the list goes on. The failure to comply with federal voter registration has undermined the confidence of Detroit's properly registered voters in the integrity of the voter registration rolls and accordingly has undermined the integrity of elections within the city of Detroit and across the state of Michigan, according to the complaint. The Public Interest Legal Foundation filed the suit this week in U.S. District Court targeting Detroit City Clerk Janice Winfrey and Elections Director George Azouz. The nonpartisan Indiana-based nonprofit filed the lawsuit after spending more than 2 years seeking to resolve Detroit's voting record issues. Now, the foundation, according to the Detroit News, attempted to cure the problems with the voter roll maintenance practices when it first requested records in October of 2017. Ultimately, it bought the state's entire voter roll on April the 1st and analyzed Detroit's registration list. Multiple efforts have since been made to have Detroit's discrepancies corrected, but the errors were brushed aside. That, according to Logan Churchwell, the communications and research director for the group. Someone dropped the ball. They keep dropping it, said Churchwell. All you need is a little bit of chaos to spread distrust. Duggan administration spokesman John Roach said in an email, the question should be directed to Winfrey. Winfrey did not immediately comment on the filing either. Now, here's the problem. Here's the problem if you're concerned about voter fraud. And Democrats seem to talk a lot about voter fraud lately, so maybe they'll be interested in this. Because Democrats are trying to say that Donald Trump was interfering in the 2020 election by asking for fraud to be investigated in the nation of Ukraine. Long stretch, I realize. But the city of Detroit in 2016 had 511,786 registered voters. However, the city of Detroit only has 479,000 voting age residents. And you know, of course, only some of those folks are registered to vote. So your number, the point is you got 100,000 registered voters in Detroit that don't legally exist. 100,000 registered voters in Detroit that do not legally exist. Do the math. Analyzing the city's official voter registration list from the state roll, public interest members, quote, identified records listing years of birth indicating people of 105 years of age and older. Some records listing dates of birth in the 19th century. According to the foundation's research, the oldest active registrant in the city of Detroit, born in 1823. That would be 14 years before Michigan actually became a state. This is important stuff, and don't let anybody, well, you're disenfranchising people of color, and no, you're not. When you have 511,000 registered voters and only 479,000 people of actual voting age in the city, I would say there's something massively wrong. You have 100,000 people registered to vote that don't exist, are dead, have registered many times, whatever the case may be, it's not right. All right, so don't be late to the Wolverine Water Party. Don't be late to Wolverine Water's Pure Water Clean Air Holiday Giveaway. We're almost there, my friends. If you win, you'll get $7,500 worth of Wolverine gear, a Blue Line 4-in-1 nickel-plated brass water treatment system, a Pure Health reverse osmosis drinking water system with alkaline for your good health, a clean air station. That's right, a clean air station for air purification. Just sign up for a free water test at your home or cottage or wherever you may be. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine button. If you win, it's $7,500. Talk about a Merry Christmas. We're almost out of time. You got to do it now. stevegruber.com. Get going. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
From the depths of winter to cookouts in summer, natural gas is your safe, reliable, affordable energy source. Because DTE buys gas in the summer when prices are low and stores it to keep prices affordable. And we upgrade and monitor the system 24/7, 365. So for all you do, natural gas is there for you. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE. At DTE, our number one priority is your safety. So DTE is constantly monitoring and inspecting our natural gas infrastructure to make sure it's safe. But if you do smell gas or hear hissing, leave the area immediately. Call 911 and then DTE at 800-947-5000. We will send someone right away to check it out. Please, if you suspect a gas leak, make the call. DTE.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.